All right. So we know that by executive order, schools have been temporarily closed, maybe permanently closed for the remainder of the school year later on. That's K through 12. We know that over at St. Clair County Community College, they are virtual learning right now. No classes being conducted on campus, but classes are still being conducted online. At the Michigan Culinary Institute, I'm not sure that they can learn how to cook online. Joining us right now from the Culinary Institute is Chef Tom Resinella. Chef Tom, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
How has COVID-19 affected what you do over there?
It's had as much of an impact as it has everywhere else, I could imagine. We went to online for all of our lecture classes system-wide for our entire college, Baker College, on March 16th. And we knew it was going to come for our labs at some point. We just didn't know when, so we continued with our labs. Our announcement for our lectures was the week before March 16th, actually. And then on Tuesday, March 17th, we went to online for our labs. And, you know, when you're talking about a practical hands-on experience, that's quite a trick to extract out all of the theoretical things that you can discuss and go through and keep students engaged and have be a meaningful experience. But I think our instructors are doing a great job with it. It's a new territory for everybody. Every school in the country that has culinary programs, every college is doing with the same thing. So I think we're all finding out some very creative ways of handling this.
Well, I'm sure that you are, and if anybody can handle things creatively, it's people that work in the kitchen, because by its very nature, what you do there is creative. Yeah, of course, you're teaching these students at a time when all the restaurants in Michigan are essentially closed except for carryout. Do you think that we're going to see a new restaurant industry when we emerge from this? Are things going to be changed?
I do. I mean, you know, I think that, unfortunately, I think there'll be a lot of independent restaurants that may not recover from this. That's why, like, we are trying to ourselves, you know, get takeout, get carryout from as many places as we can, you know, throughout the week since we've been at home, and get delivery to try to support restaurants. I think it's going to change a lot. I mean, obviously, I don't know how. I do think it'll be a different looking industry. We're trying to keep everything positive too with our students, for instance. And our faculty, they're learning to look at things from a different way. You know, you talk concepts and theory all the time in a lab class. You just don't realize you're doing it.
Mm.
So they're kind of being able to see conceptualization and theories where they have to, they have to read through a recipe for sure now, you know, or whatever that method is, to really dissect it and look at the concept of the dish. So, there are some valuable things that we can get out of this too.
You know, as a consumer, Tom, I think what's the difference between whether I eat in the restaurant or get carryout? Now all the restaurants that are open, and obviously many of them aren't open through this, but those that have remained open have had to shift to a carryout service. That's got to affect the dynamic of the business operation and how the kitchen operates too.
There's no question. A lot of places are dealing with skeleton crews compared to, what they would have had prior to this. And a lot of them are, you prep differently when you have an operation that has dine-in. You know, our restaurant at the school, for instance, I mean, it's a classroom before it's anything else. But when we thought we were going to be open with our labs, but not open to the public after the governor made the executive order that Monday, we were planning for that restaurant so those students could still learn. We weren't, our labs hadn't been shut down yet until the next day. And you have to look at things differently. You know, you have to look at your production differently. You have to look at, the prep that comes from that production. And it's a strange world right now in kitchens.
It absolutely is, and I know a lot of restaurant owners have had to deal with, you know, how much food to order. You know pretty much based on regular consumption how much to order, but now it's that. I think that's the reason a lot of them are closing, is they just don't know. Did you end up with a lot of food in your kitchen when all this changed?
We did, and we actually, as you know, we have two buildings. We have a campus out west as well, and we had had orders come in on Monday. We figured that we would probably cease our lab operations by the end of the week, that week. So we wanted, you know, most of our labs are in the beginning of the week. So we were well stocked and well prepped for that. And then when we had our labs canceled Tuesday in the middle of the morning or so, we were able to take all that food and, you know, there was so much of it, all the perishable items. We were able to give a lot of it to our students who were staying in housing at the time. And then here in Port Huron, we took the rest of it, and there was quite a bit of it, over to Mid-City Nutrition to share with Alice and her staff, who are awesome. They do a great job there.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we talked to Alice a week or so ago, and she said, yeah, they're staying open. They're doing to-go packages, but they're certainly staying open through this. So it's a strange time. Yeah. How do you plan for the future now, Tom? I mean, I don't know what your schedule is as far as when your semester ends or if you're on trimesters, but how do you plan moving forward now?
So typically our semester would end in May, the first week in May. We would have graduation that Sunday at the end of that week. You know, we're definitely not going to be back, we know, before the end of April. That's our system leadership has told us that for sure. And if I was a betting man, I would say we're not going to be back for the semester. So, but my biggest job is to plan, plan for everything. You know, that old saying, you know, the plan is nothing, planning is everything. So I have about five different plans. Fortunately, I only have to use one of them, whichever one of them fits, you know, to make up some of this lab time when we can go back, you know, and that all depends on when we go back. That's really the linchpin of every single plan that I have.
Yeah. So tough to have the semester cut short so quickly, too. I mean, you and your students, I'm sure, were really looking forward to finishing things up.
Absolutely. You know, all our students lost their jobs, every single one of them.
Yeah.
And that's like a part of this that a lot of people, you know, that are talking to me that they didn't think of that. They don't think of that, you know. They just think of them missing out on school or missing out on some part of a lesson, but they all lost their jobs, too. So that adds an extra layer of anxiety to what they're dealing with.
I'm sure it does. Well, we look forward to things getting back to normal at some point in the future, as we know they will. I look forward to coming over to courses and enjoying a meal sometime, you know, in the hopefully not too distant future, Tom.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, we appreciate your joining us. And hang in there, and good luck.
Thanks very much, Paul.
You got it. Take care.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Bye.